The results from New Hampshire are in, and they're our first topic today on CNN 10. I'm Carl Azus. Wherever in the world you're watching, thank you. Here's what happened on Tuesday night in the Granite State. Senator Bernie Sanders came out on top in the Democratic primary. The lawmaker from Vermont received 25.8% of the vote, followed by Pete Buttigieg, a former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, who got 24.5%. Senator Amy Klobuchar, who represents Minnesota, came in third with 19.8%. Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and former Vice President Joe Biden rounded out the top five, though they didn't win any pledged delegates. And that's really the name of the game here. Whoever wins a majority of delegates through these state primaries and caucuses is likely to become a party's nominee for president. So far, Senator Sanders and former Mayor Buttigieg lead in the Democratic delegate count, but the Iowa caucuses and New Hampshire primaries are only the first two contests. There's still a long way to go. After the results from New Hampshire came in, a few Democrats left the race. Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado, businessman Andrew Yang, and former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick all suspended their campaigns. They just weren't getting the votes they needed to stay in. So now there are eight Democrats still in the race, and the next contest for them will be a caucus on February 22nd in Nevada. On the other side of the political aisle, there's one candidate, former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, who's challenging incumbent President Donald Trump for the Republican nomination. Former U.S. Representative Joe Walsh of Illinois suspended his campaign after the Iowa caucuses last week. But in New Hampshire, like in Iowa, President Trump easily won, getting around 85.8% of the vote there. The next contest for Republicans take place in several states on Super Tuesday, March 3rd.